Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I think I've worked out why I always record these episodes on Thursday now. All yesterday, I was thinking it was Tuesday. And then when I found out it was Wednesday, I was quite surprised. And I think, yeah, there's been quite a few times when I've thought, ooh, it's Thursday. I should have recorded the podcast yesterday. So somehow I've managed to sort of feel like there's a day missing. And maybe that's because I traveled to Japan I left England on Friday. And when I got to Japan, it was Saturday. So I don't know, maybe it feels like my body clock has sort of missed a day or something like that. But I've been here, I've been in Japan for a month now, so you would think that I would have adjusted, that I would have got used to it, but who knows. So yeah, it is February, it is the, well, you know, I've survived a month in Japan now, and I'm getting used to it, but I'm not. I don't know, I wouldn't say I'm completely settled down yet. There's lots of things that I still have to do. I've got a bank account sorted out now, but it's not so straightforward. It's not that simple. Even though I have one, getting money into it is quite difficult, actually. I thought I'd be able to send it from my English bank account to my Japanese bank account really easily. Because you normally get like something called an IBAN, an international bank account number, and like a SWIFT code or BIC code. But for some reason, Japanese banks don't seem to use these things. So I don't know what systems they use, but yeah, it's hard. And I have to go through like a third party through another company to get money in, and I get charged some money. Like I get charged a fee every time I send money. So it's just sort of like working out the best way to do things. And then of course you've got like the fluctuations, like the rise and fall of the value of money. So like some days if I send money to my Japanese bank account, I'll get more. And some days if I send the same amount, then I'll get less yen, just because of the, you know, the way, like, it's like a wave, like the value of money goes up and down all the time. So that's another confusing thing as well. So yeah, it's not as simple as I thought it would be, but it is getting easier. I've managed to open two bank accounts over here now. I might open a third. I don't know. It seems that, like, one for some reason I can't even send money to. So maybe I'll have to go into a branch and speak to someone, or rather my wife will have to speak to someone, because I just can't. I can't speak about, like, technical things. Well, I don't know. Could I? I suppose I could say, like, very, very basic stuff. But I think if the person I spoke to had to, like, explain something detailed to me, then I'd really struggle to understand it. So yeah, it's probably going to be best if my wife does that, to be honest. But yeah, I think it's going okay. I got a comment recently on YouTube from some kind person, who said that, like, learning a language is difficult. You know, it's trying, it's not easy. And so, you know, sort of like, cheer up. And I was quite surprised by that comment, because I didn't realize that I sounded, I don't know, did I sound sort of like unhappy, or maybe I sounded frustrated. I didn't mean to, but yeah, maybe I did. I think it is a little frustrating, to be honest, not being able to communicate well, because it's sort of, you know, sort of, it's like being a child again, when you can't really express yourself as well as you'd want to. But I expected this would happen. I knew it would happen. It's no surprise to me. It's no shock. So it's okay. I'm okay with it. It's, like I say, it's frustrating at times. But this is where I am. This is the current, place, the position, what? This is where I am at with my language ability. And I have to be comfortable with that. And then I have to look forward to seeing it grow. I think I've probably come to Japan at the right time. Just at the time when my language ability was good enough not to be completely, like, overwhelmed by everything. I can't imagine coming to live in Japan with, like, zero Japanese knowledge. That would feel really... I mean, I've been over here before when I've had zero Japanese knowledge. But, you know, that's for a holiday, so it's different. But coming over here to live over here with zero Japanese knowledge, I would think that would be pretty, pretty hard, pretty alienating, pretty isolating. You know, sort of like feeling like you're on your own. That kind of feeling, a bit lonely feeling. Whereas it stands, like currently, I can understand a lot of what's said. Not the hard stuff, like at banks and stuff like that, and stuff to do with finding a house and finding an apartment or a flat or whatever. But, you know, I can switch on the TV and understand quite a lot. And I was listening to some, not a podcast, but like a podcast today, actually. I'm just going to call it a podcast because it's easier, but it was a special application called Voicy, where it's like podcasts. I'm just going to call it a podcast, but for some reason it's just got a special app for them. And it was just, they're all native, all of these podcasts are, but yeah, I was able to follow along with it pretty easily. It just really depends what the topic is. It really does. And this was sort of like, you know, everyday life stuff. Apologies if you can hear a cat in the background. Yeah, I may have made the mistake of recording in the living room again, just because it was sort of more comfortable sitting in here. But yeah, the downside is that the cats get a little noisy at times. So I might pause this now and come back later. Okay, is it safe? Maybe. He seems to have stopped meowing, so I'll carry on. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I was looking at... I don't know if you know, but in Japan, it's quite common, I think, to find free Japanese lessons. Like, they're taught by volunteers, and you can go along to these free lessons. And I've been looking in the town that I'm staying in, and there is somewhere that does these free lessons. So I'm sort of tempted to go along to those. Even though I don't really like being taught Japanese, even though I like teaching myself Japanese, I don't know. I feel like since moving here, I've been speaking less Japanese than when I was in England, which is weird, isn't it? But like, I mean, my wife's at work a lot, and I'm at work a lot. And before we used to talk, we used to have like this at least half an hour every day of talking, and sometimes in English, sometimes in Japanese. And then on the weekends, we'd talk to each other for, you know, hours. And that was like a very concentrated, you know, conversation, because it's a video call. You've just got to talk to someone, haven't you? You can't do anything else. But now we're doing different things, like we might spend time together watching TV. So we're not talking to each other, or maybe watch a film and we're not talking to each other. Or spend a lot of time with her parents, my wife's parents, and I don't do much talking then, because I'm trying so hard to listen. And the conversation's like really native. And so, yeah. So I found that I'm really not doing much talking at all, much Japanese, which is a shame. So that's why I was sort of thinking about lessons, not really to be taught Japanese, but just to have the opportunity to speak it more. But then again, it was only once a week. And I'm not sure how much value there would be just having, you know, just practicing once a week. This is, I need to practice every day, really. So yeah, I'll see. I don't know what I'm going to do about that yet. I'll have a think and see if I can work something out. But yeah, I need to learn more and more. Anyway, I hope that your studying is going well. And I'm sure it is, because you're listening to this podcast. So that's a step in the right direction. Until next time, bye-bye.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much, and have a lovely day.